Let's call our shot with some of the biggest names that may be on the move in the NFL offseason for the next couple months. Let's begin with Antonio Brown, who continues to ask for a trade from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Where's he ending up?
San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco 49ers, look, they need to make something happen now. They've had excuses for 2 years now. Put up or shut up here. I'm tired of hearing about Kyle Shanahan, the offensive genius, for whom, by the way, Jimmy Garoppolo, before he got injured, didn't actually look all that hot this year. And when he played a couple years ago, I thought that there were excuses for him a couple years ago, and he did a good job when he came in. They won a bunch of games. There was evidence that Jimmy Garoppolo, even in that Texans game, there were some hitches in his game that could be exploited if teams had a full year to think about it. And I'm wondering how much of that happened. So I think that I'd like to see the 49ers do something. I would like it to happen in the NFC, where if Antonio Brown works out, then hey, awesome, this would be fun to watch. If it's a beautiful disaster, then so be it. But I like that. I would like that experiment to be played out in the National Football Conference.
I've got the perfect spot for Antonio Brown, and I did a little thinking on this one, and I think this works out where if he were to be traded here, he would work out a long-term deal with the team, and the team honestly could use at least something to build around, even though they are very, 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 very far, perhaps farther than anyone from actually being a competing team. That is the Miami Dolphins. Antonio Brown wants to be in Miami so badly, and he will put up the absolute crap that organization is, because he'd be living in Miami and he'd be able to live that rock star life that he wants to. Plus, no state income tax. And on top of that, I mean, the Dolphins need something. They have no reason to watch them right now. You got to do something about that. And maybe the Dolphins draft a quarterback. Maybe they bring in, maybe you only have to send a second-round pick like we talked about earlier to get him. You send your second-round pick as Miami. You bring in Antonio Brown, and maybe Kyler Murray falls to you.
I'm going Romo on this.
I don't know.
Young quarterback. Every time I think of a young quarterback coming into a situation like that, I think, okay, young quarterback with a diva receiver. I always think back to Eli Manning with Jeremy Shockey was a diva tight end, but that demanded the ball so much that it looked like it actually affected Eli Manning's development. Once Shockey left, all of a sudden Eli was distributing the ball evenly. I don't know if I want my young Kyler Murray or any other quarterback having Antonio Brown in his ear. After you throw him the ball 15 times in a game, and Antonio Brown's still complaining about getting the ball enough.
Well, their situation in Miami for Antonio Brown is the reverse of, let's say, the Texans for Antonio Brown, in that they're going through a complete rebuild,
right,
and they'd be bringing him in as a core piece of the locker room, which just sounds terrifying. But I will give Paul this. From a personal standpoint, I agree that Antonio Brown would love playing in Miami because that's where he's from. Paul goes with Miami. Seth says the 49ers. I agree with Seth with the 49ers. My second choice for Antonio Brown would be the Oakland Raiders, because they at some point need to start winning, because I think John Gruden is going to be tired of losing. We're calling our shot on some of the biggest names who will be on the move. Le'Veon Bell. I'll start with this. Le'Veon Bell in a month will sign with the New York Jets. This is the player they need. They have a ton of cap space. They need help for Sam Darnold. Le'Veon Bell will end up in New York City.
How's the offensive line in New York, Mike?
They are not good. They also need help like the Texans do.
This is what I hope for, is that he goes to the Jets, and that's what it's rumored to have been for. The Jets are just an absolute mess right now. They've got so much drama. They've got so much drama, and they haven't even done anything yet. They've got a coach who's got his father-in-law on staff, because Joe Vitt is what's his name's father-in-law? Oh my God.
Adam Gase.
Adam Gase's father-in-law. And he hates Greg Williams, who's the defensive coordinator. Greg Williams hates Joe Vitt. Greg Williams wanted to hire his son as a coach. Nobody apparently likes Greg Williams' son, so Adam Gase didn't want him as a coach. But somebody said, no, you're going to let Greg Williams' son be on the staff.
Here's why.
It's a damn soap opera already.
Here's what it is. Adam Gase is the next Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, team of rivals. Get a bunch of people in there who are clashing, and you'll have the best ideas come out.
Listen, Mike, I knew Abraham Lincoln, and Adam Gase, sir, is no Abraham Lincoln. Not by a long shot.
Adam Gase, Abraham Lincoln.
I mean, dude.
Only heard on memory.
I bet Adam Gase wavered on abolition, too.
Did Abraham Lincoln always look like he was doing cocaine? Did he have wide googly eyes? Four scored 7 years ago as his eyes are darting back and forth, left and right,
looking
left.
Looking for snipers everywhere. He definitely wasn't like Adam Gase.
Shame he didn't have one in the back of his head.
All right, so tell me this. Tell me this real quick. Seth, where does Le'Veon Bell end up?
I think the Jets, actually.
Okay.
I think the Jets, too.
I'd love to embrace debate, but that was going to be
my answer. The Colts should, the Texans should, but I think he'll end up on the Jets.
We're calling our shot where some of the biggest name players will end up in the NFL offseason. Let's go over to Case Keenum, who was deposed this week as the Broncos starting quarterback. Let me start with Paul here. Where does Case Keenum end up?
Washington Redskins. They need a starting quarterback right now. He is as close to their backup as possible in Colt McCoy, so they're at least familiar with a quarterback like that. And I think Washington realizes that they are now in, shoot, we have Alex Smith as our starting quarterback, and we don't know if he's ever going to play again. We gave him all this money. We need to have somebody at least in the interim that can hang on until we figure out what we're doing in the draft. But we're picking 15th. Can we do anything with that 15th pick to fix our quarterback situation? Unless Kyler Murray slides to them, I doubt it. And maybe Dwayne Haskins slides to them. I'm not really 100% sure on that front either. But to the Redskins, for Keenum makes the most sense.
I half wonder whether the Ravens might entertain the idea of Case Keenum, given that you've got Lamar Jackson, who's going to want to run a certain style of football. And if you want to come in and run the RPOs and everything else, Case obviously isn't nearly the athlete Lamar Jackson is, but can bring an element of that to that. So you need a backup there. Minnesota, a lot of people bringing up Minnesota for a couple of reasons. One is obviously he has a relationship there. Zimmer never liked him, but Gary Kubiak loves him. Gary Kubiak's the offensive coordinator up in Minnesota now. That's the precise reason there's no way he's going to Minnesota. If you're Mike Zimmer and you weren't impressed with Case Keenum when he was there and you just let him walk out the door and then you seemingly overspent on a mediocre quarterback in Kirk Cousins, are you going to bring him in with a new offensive coordinator that loves Case Keenum and invite all that controversy in? I don't think so. I don't think at all.
Many people were upset by the way Case was quote-unquote treated here. Go look at the way Mike Zimmer talked about Case Keenum in 2017. He was as reluctant of a head coach of a quarterback who was actually playing well as I've ever seen in my life. He was never committed to really giving Case the starting job, even when he was playing very well.
The only thing that bothered me, that's what bothered me most about the Case Keenum time in Houston, was I understand people sticking up for their guy. I get it. And I think a lot of people were correct that Case Keenum was underestimated in terms of his value. But the people that would call in convinced that Gary Kubiak hated Case Keenum and that, like, he had it in for Case Keenum somehow. Like, Gary Kubiak's the only reason Case Keenum got a shot originally in the NFL. And, like, multiple times afterwards, he got shots because of Case Keenum.
So, Seth, you go with Baltimore for Case Keenum.
Yes.
Paul says the Washington Redskins. I agree with the Washington Redskins. It just makes too much sense. That team, thanks to the Texans, have Alex Smith out for most likely this season. They need a stopgap. They still want to win. Case Keenum makes the most sense for the Redskins. Last one, as we call our shot for some of the big-name players in the NFL, where they end up this offseason, Odell Beckham. The reason we bring it up is because Jay Glazer threw out the idea in a bold predictions column that Odell Beckham may be traded. I think Odell Beckham is going nowhere, and there's a reason why. If the Giants trade Odell Beckham, they will add $14 million of more salary cap hit. That makes absolutely no sense for them to do at this stage. Odell Beckham's staying in New York.
How much? $14
million? 14. And his cap number is 21 now.
The only thing I would say is that the possibility would be if a team's willing to give up a very high first-round pick for Odell Beckham Jr., then the Giants could justify it by saying, well, all right, essentially, we're buying a first-round pick, a high first-round pick, who's not going to be as good as Odell Beckham Jr., but we're in a rough situation. But when I start looking over those teams, whether it might be the Raiders or the Cardinals or any of these other teams, I have a hard time seeing that actually happening. I would say the Arizona Cardinals, if somebody were going to pull that off. They aren't actually going to pull that off, though.
Arizona Cardinals, yeah. Okay.
If I had to make a serious pick, I would pick the Oakland Raiders. I mean, if you really want to look good after all the trades you made, John Gruden, well, why don't you use some of those first-round picks to bring in somebody who's better than Amari Cooper? Because, I mean, Odell Beckham Jr. is better than Amari Cooper. And you could argue Odell Beckham Jr. is a better player and has a bigger impact on games than Khalil Mack. I would say you're probably wrong, but you'd be bringing in somebody who's a very big-time upgrade in terms of what you have. But I'm going to throw one out that's going to make you vomit.
Give it to me.
Particularly you, Mike. Who has more picks in the first 2 days of the NFL draft than anyone in the NFL?
The defending Super Bowl champions.
Oh, yeah.
If Rob Gronkowski retires, they're going to need a weapon.
They will need a
weapon. That's all I'm saying. And I think they might be willing to take a look at that cap hit with Odell Beckham Jr. And I think here's the difference between Odell Beckham Jr., the diva, and one Antonio Brown, the diva. Brown is such a douche, like no one wants to play with him. Odell Beckham Jr. cares deeply about football and winning and all of that.
he just has a really hard time containing his emotions, like a really, really, really hard time. I feel like he would be the perfect fit in New England. I think that he would fall in line so quickly.
That's the but the only problem is again that $14 million cap.
The money would make it impossible.
So like the Giants,
I have a hard time seeing him getting traded.
Patriots' first pick is still number 32, so like they're not. They have all those other picks.
But you stockpile them. You know, you're the New York Giants. You look at that. Maybe you think long and hard about it.
Yeah.
The reality, Mike, and you brought it up. That's a lot of money to eat. To not have the guy.
I think Odell's staying with the Giants this offseason. Down the road, there could be some possibilities.